In Lawrence, his philosophy of taking advantage of opportunity would quickly be put to the test when he landed a job at the Jayhawk Cafe.
In my sophomore year, they allowed me to work from 8 o'clock at night till 12 and from 8 until 1. And in that way, I'd go to the campus in the morning. I'd get up in the morning, go to the Jayhawk, and get breakfast. Then I'd go up on the campus, and I'd stay in the library all day and study. And wouldn't come down for lunch or anything. I just stayed there and studied. I'd go to class whenever I supposed to be in class. I'd do all my outside reading, and they assigned a lot of outside reading in those days. And I got that all out of the way and made good grades. And then about 7:45, I'd show up at the Jayhawk because they didn't want us to eat on their time. They wanted us to eat on our time. So I'd get something to eat and then put on the apron at 8 o'clock. When the night crew showed up, we were ready to go. So that's how I worked my way through school. If it hadn't been for the Jayhawk Cafe, I wouldn't have had a college education. And I'm always grateful to them for that because it shows that if a man is willing, if a man is determined, he can always get along.
While at Kansas, Dr. Fogg Allen's team would win 2 national titles. And although Adolph would always revere his coach as one of the game's best, he didn't always agree with the doctor's prescription when it came to practice and Adolph's role on the court.
Fogg believed that everybody ought to take exercises. And he'd get up in the morning and he'd take up the, he could do the hand push-ups on your fingertips. He wouldn't let you put your heel of your hand on the floor. It had to be your fingertips. That was supposed to strengthen your fingers to such an extent that when you shot that basketball, your fingers had a lot of snap and a lot of strength to them, and you wouldn't sprain your fingers. Well, I had a sprained finger every year I was there, so it didn't help me a great deal. We'd spend our time, 10, 12 minutes on hook passing. Well, you don't throw a hook pass maybe once in a year, and then that usually goes out through a window somewhere. I do remember I played in the back line, and I played on the left-hand side of the floor as you face the basket. That was my assignment. And my job was to get the ball. Get the ball, Adolph, get the ball. Get the ball, get the ball. Block them out, get the ball. I heard that 1,000 times. I could wake up in my sleep and hear that. And then bring the ball down the floor and get it to somebody. And don't be too anxious to shoot. Let somebody shoot that can. Dr. Allen, I think, had some very favorites that he wanted to shoot, and he had some that he just wasn't crazy to see shoot, and I happened to be one of them, although I believe I could shoot about as well as anybody that he had. But I didn't care. It didn't make any difference, just so I got to play. Make any difference who scored.